Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. On this eve of our National Day of Thanksgiving, we'll meditate on Jesus' words in Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 22, as follows. Then he said to his disciples, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, and which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who commands us and enables us not to worry, dear friends in Christ. Not to worry, familiar expression, advice that's often given and seldom followed. It's ironic that this holiday season we're about to embark on between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day, scientists tell us is the most stressful and worrisome time of the year for many people. But it shouldn't be for Christians. In fact, in the passage I just read to you, Jesus not only advises his disciples not to worry, he actually commands them not to do it. And he gives them and us at least three terrific reasons why not. Jesus' simple instruction for you this Thanksgiving is not to worry. It's senseless, it's useless. Most importantly, for Christians, it's needless. Worry is senseless when you think about it. And the clearest evidence for that fact, Jesus says, you can see right around you in the natural world. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Consider the ravens. Stop your fretting and your hand-wringing and your anxiety for a moment and just think about these birds. They were the least in the estimation of the ancient Hebrews. They were an unclean bird. Ravens, crows, and jackdaws. Other birds could be eaten, but not them. What about them? Jesus says. They don't run around worrying about crops and harvest. They don't have bank accounts and insurance policies. We criticize people, don't we, who live paycheck to paycheck? But look at the ravens. They literally live from one mouthful of food to the next. And do the ravens and the crows starve? We got a lot of crows around here, and to me, they don't look much like they've missed many meals. Why not? Because, Jesus says, your heavenly Father feeds them. And of how much more value are you, his dear children, by faith? Additionally, worry is useless. Jesus asks, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? You can't even add one inch to your height, let alone a cubit. You can't add even the smallest amount of time to your earthly lifespan by worrying. In fact, the opposite is true. An important medical study of a few years ago found that excessive amounts of stress and worry in a person's life can actually damage his DNA. Far from adding to a person's life, worry can take as much as 4 to 8 years off a person's lifespan. So worry is really worse than useless. It's counterproductive. Even worse, for Christians, worry amounts often to a lack of trust in God. Constant, faithless worry and anxiety, let's face it, is a sin. We need to repent of it, seek God's forgiveness for it, and then, with his help, banish it from our life. And that brings us to the main point of this passage. We've seen that worry is senseless, and it's certainly useless. But you know, there's an even better reason not to worry, because for a Christian, worry is absolutely needless. Jesus assures you that your Father knows that you need all these things. He's omniscient and almighty, and he has a fervent love for his children. He wants nothing more than to provide for you. Or what man is there among you, Jesus asks, who if his son asks for bread will give him a stone, or if he asks for a fish will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Tomorrow's day of National Thanksgiving is a day on which we, more than any other day perhaps, focus on the wonderful gifts our Heavenly Father bestows on us, his children. Material gifts, certainly. Think about the wonderful variety of food that God gives us every day, the warm and comfortable homes in which he allows us to live, the myriad of luxuries that have become so commonplace to us we hardly think of them anymore. Even more, we thank God for the human blessings, the blessings of family and loved ones, our church family, the Christian fellowship we enjoy. But the greatest blessing, the one that truly does cast out all fear and worry, is God's gift to us of his Son, Jesus Christ. 11 days from now, we enter the season of Advent, that part of the church year in which we once again will invite the Christ child into our hearts by faith. We're reminded that where we were weak, he was strong. Where we have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, Jesus has fulfilled the law in our place, stepped into our shoes, and earned for each of us a record of perfect righteousness. And finally, when nothing else would serve but that the blood of God's Son must be shed so that we could be redeemed, our Heavenly Father made that sacrifice too. Jesus took our guilt upon himself and died. The Lamb of God took away the sins of the world, including yours and mine. Not to worry, your sins are paid for. Not to worry, the cost of your redemption has been offered and accepted. Not to worry, heaven now belongs to you by virtue of your faith in Jesus Christ. Paul asks the question that, after all, needs no answer. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Robert Jones Burdett was an American humorist in the first part of the 20th century. He once said, there are 2 days in the week about which and upon which I never worry. 2 carefree days, sacred and free from fear and apprehension. One of these days is yesterday, and the other is tomorrow. My Christian friends, our God is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We can safely leave all things in his gracious and loving hands. We can cheerfully follow his advice when he tells us not to worry. The evidence of nature tells us that worry is senseless. Simple human logic tells us that worry is useless. And it is the Holy Scriptures that promise to us that with God as our Heavenly Father, all worry for a Christian is completely needless. May he grant to each of you a truly bountiful and worry-free Thanksgiving. Amen. We conclude this morning with stanzas 1 and 3 of hymn 36.